Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Iceberg to Go, your daily dose of Pittsburgh Penguins news and analysis. You can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcast from. Today, I want to talk a little bit about, in my eyes, one of the biggest storylines revolving around the Pittsburgh Penguins this summer, and that is the netminding position. We've talked about it a lot since the season ended. We're going to talk about it a lot over the next 2 months. Leading up to July 1st and the opening of NHL free agency to see where the Penguins stand between now and then and what they could potentially do for one of the most important positions on the ice next season. They enter this offseason with plenty of questions. Tristan Jarry, once again, fell apart late. It's in his nature. It's what he's shown over the entirety of his NHL career is that he's really good and very all-star level good before the turn of the new year. And after the turn of the new year, and specifically after the NHL All-Star game, he just isn't able to put it together. He's not able to keep consistent and keep his level of play high enough, really, to warrant bringing him back next year. But we'll get into that. Alex Nedeljkovic played well, but he needs a new contract. He's an unrestricted free agent. He could go anywhere, and if he wants a starting job, that might not be Pittsburgh. And then there's Joel Blomqvist, who had a good year. But the question becomes, is he ready to make that next step? And realistically, I think all of us look at this situation and say it would be a lot to have him go from his first year in North America as an American Hockey League goaltender to then putting a lot of pressure on him to be a 1B or potentially a 1A as early as next season. But again, that depends on how the Penguins view him, how far along they think he is, and how much more he needs to do to be ready to be put into that situation. But I think at the end of the day, my thought on it is it may be time for the Penguins to switch things up. And not just on what they did last season. Not just on what they've done the last couple of off seasons and how they've addressed the goaltending position, but how they've been addressing the goaltending position for decades now. The Penguins have had a homegrown starter, a starting goaltender that was drafted and brought up through the Penguins organization since 2003. The last goaltender that was a primary starter for the Penguins throughout a season that wasn't drafted by the organization and brought in from the outside was Johan Hedberg back in 2003. Since then, 2004, they had Sebastian Caron as their primary starter. From 2005 to 2016, that was Marc-Andre Fleury. From 2017 to 2020, it was Matt Murray. And from 2020 to this day is the guy that you see above my shoulder here in Tristan Jarry. All of them, Penguins draft picks, all of them brought up through the Pittsburgh Penguins organization. However, while that has worked for the Penguins, I mean, three Stanley Cups speak for themselves. Recent trends are leading towards the other direction. Recent trends are leaning towards bringing in a goaltender from the outside for that season or for those couple of seasons to try to get your team back to a Stanley Cup. 2023 champions, the Vegas Golden Knights. Aiden Hill, not a Vegas Golden Knights draft pick. Logan Thompson is. Aiden Hill is not. And he won them the cup last year. 2022, the Colorado Avalanche. Darcy Kemper. not a Colorado Avalanche draft pick, wins the Stanley Cup for the Colorado Avalanche, and is, I don't remember if he was traded. I think he just walked after that season. And then you look at these playoffs. 10 of the 22 goaltenders that have played in these playoffs in the first round so far were not homegrown. So some of the league and some of the trends are showing that there is a lot of success to be had if you go outside your organization for goaltending help. And while I do see Joel Blomqvist looking, at least through this season, like he could potentially be a future starter in this league, and while Sergei Mereshev is having really promising returns out of Russia, it may just be time for the Penguins this year to go to, even if it's a bridge goaltender, a bridge starter, go to an outside starter to get this team in a better position to compete next season. Blomqvist might be the answer in 2 or 3 years. Mereshev might be the answer in 3 or 4 years or 2 or 3 years. But the Penguins need to win a Stanley Cup next year. Every chance they get is the best chance they'll have because Sidney Crosby is not getting any younger. Evgeny Malkin is not getting any younger. Neither is Chris Letang or Erik Karlsson, or, let's face it, is the road coming to an end for Marcus Pettersson, who has 1 year left on his contract and is going to be due a major payday. Can the Penguins afford to pay a Marcus Pettersson, who is one of the large pieces of this puzzle? Does Brian Rust have enough because he is getting older? Is he going to be able to extend his prime the way that these superstars in Crosby and Malkin and Letang have into their mid to late 30s? Or is he running out of runway, as is the rest of the team? The Penguins need to win a Stanley Cup next season, and their best option in net might be to go outside the organization. Now, there is one big issue with that, and that is that Tristan Jarry is under contract for 4 more years. So I understand there is a major roadblock and a major hurdle in front of the Penguins before they can even think to address it in this manner.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
And that's, can you get rid of Tristan Jarry? Will the Penguins try to trade away Tristan Jarry in the remaining 4 years of his contract at a little over $5 million? I think they'll try. Whether or not they'll succeed just depends on how the goaltending market shakes out this summer. But if they can get rid of Jarry, if they can try to start relatively fresh, I would be much more comfortable with an outside number one. And it's not going to be, you know, UC Soros, right? It's not going to be Connor Hellebuck. It's not going to be a bona fide Vezina goaltending guy. There's one instance where it might be. But again, it's not going to be somebody that you're going to look at as your starter for the next decade. That's what you're hoping Blomqvist turns into. That's what you're hoping Mereshev turns into. What you're looking for is, in essence, another Johan Hedberg. Somebody who can be just enough, and you hope that the rest of the team can take them the rest of the way. Because Tristan Jarry hasn't been enough. Alex Nedeljkovic, while he performed well, he had a 9-0-something save percentage this year. Just wasn't enough at the end of the day to get the Penguins in. And it's not all their fault. It's not. But there is blame that lies on their shoulders. So with that, who are some options that I see potentially being this out-of-the-organization answer for the Penguins? If, again, if they're able to get out from under the Tristan Jarry contract. Linus Allmark is one of them. And I said, you know, it's not going to be a Vezina, a perennial Vezina guy, although Linus Allmark is a Vezina Trophy winner back in 2023. But it seems as if the writing is on the wall for him to potentially be on his way out of Boston. He's entering the final year of his deal. He makes $5 million for one more season, and he has a 15-team no-trade list. That's the only reason that he's still on the team now, is because he nixed a trade at the deadline utilizing that list. Are the Penguins on his no-trade list? That much we don't know. But I think he would be probably option number one, because it seems like, especially considering the way these playoffs have unfolded, that they're looking at Jeremy Swayman as the goaltender of the future for them. They have to sign him to a new deal. He's a restricted free agent, especially after the year that he's had. He's going to command a lot of money. And for that money, they might have to open it up by getting rid of Linus Allmark. I see that as a potential option for the Pittsburgh Penguins. A free agent option that I see is Cam Talbot. And a lot of people are going to say, oh, are you kidding me? Cam Talbot? He's had better numbers than Tristan Jarry over the last couple of seasons. Outside of his 1 year in Ottawa, he's had some very solid numbers since 2020. He had a really good season for the LA Kings this year and finished 14th in the National Hockey League in goals saved above expected. Again, is he a world beater? No. Is he somebody that's going to come in and win the Vezina? No. But is he somebody that has put up better numbers than Tristan Jarry? Is he somebody that could be that 1A? And maybe, because if you bring in Cam Talbot, somebody who played 54 games this year on a $1 million deal, if you bring him in for $1.5 million or $2 million, you can afford to bring back Nedeljkovic, and then you can slowly see how Joel Blomqvist progresses. You have two guys at very reasonable cap hits in Cam Talbot and Alex Nedeljkovic that can be a 1-2 or a 1A, 1B, and then if Blomqvist ends up being undeniable, then you can bring him up and you don't have to rush him at all. That's why I like Talbot more than I like Jarry. And the last one I'll bring up, a little bit of a younger player. He's going to be a restricted free agent this offseason, is Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen of the Buffalo Sabres. He spent this year as his first season being the primary starter, finished the year with 54 games played, a .910 save percentage, and a 2.57 goals against average. It might be a little difficult to pry him away from the Buffalo Sabres, but the question remains up there. Do they want it to be him, or do they want it to be Devon Levi? Who is their goaltender of the future? And they could try to run a two-goalie system. Lord knows a lot of NHL teams have been trying to do that as of late. Shoot, last season they tried to run a three-goaltender system up in Buffalo. So maybe it's hard to take Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen away from the Sabres, or maybe Kyle Dubas just gets aggressive. Offer sheets are a thing. And do you want to offer sheet for a goaltender? I don't know, but it is an option. So those are three options that I look at as potential outside sources. But at the end of the day, I feel like there needs to be some change between the pipes. I don't mind Alex Nedeljkovic coming back. I'd prefer it not be Nedeljkovic and Blomqvist, though. I prefer you bring somebody else in if, and only if, obviously, you can get out from under that Jarry contract. But the best option moving forward is bringing in that bridge goaltender to be your compete for a cup goaltender this year and next. I don't know how he gets it done, but I think that should be at the top of the priority list for Kyle Dubas. That's going to do it for this episode of Iceberg to Go. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Remember, you can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from.